Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis, my colleague. He's U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. I'm watching a video of a good news story. It's on Reuters. Headline, Montevideo, capital of Uruguay. Center-left opposition candidate Yamundo Orsi secured victory in Uruguay's presidential election, according to official results, with 99% of the votes tallied. Yamundo Orsi, the pre-election favorite by a few points, secured a small but comfortable margin over the conservative Alvaro Delgado. Professor, as I watch this video, I see that the president-elect is excited. He also has a speaking style that reminds me of a history professor I had once upon a time. Coincidentally, he is a history professor. Why is this a good news story? Tell me about Uruguay's politics.
Well, John, the fact that the Uruguay still continues to have a civic culture in which people tend to work together, in which political polarization is somewhat less than what we've seen in recent years here in the United States or other places in Latin America, and frankly, that levels of corruption are a little bit lower, levels of violence are a little bit lower, the objectivity in public institutions tends to be some of the highest in Latin America. Uruguay's politics, as well as level of prosperity, has really made it a very European-feeling country, sandwiched there between historically two giants, Brazil to the northeast and Argentina to the southwest. But in the case of the politics, although there certainly are concerns with the left-to-center broad front or Frente Amplio, a coalition returning to power under President Yamundo Orsi, and oh, by the way, also with a near legislative mandate. His Frente Amplio movement won 16 of the 30, so slightly more than the majority in the Senate, and the largest faction in the House, 48 as opposed to 46 to the two-party competitors, the National Party and the Colorados. Having said that, though, as you point out, one of the refreshing things when we compare this to politics in other places, most recently the United States or Brazil, is you do see the cordiality. Orsi and his principal rival, Alvaro Delgado, both talked about inviting each other over for mate, which is a style of herbal tea, very, very popular in Uruguay. Depending, whoever won or lost, there was a relatively quick recognition of the defeat, even though it was a relatively close race, about 2 percentage points. They've promised a friendly transition and to cooperate together. Orsi actually had a wonderful statement that was carried when he won, which seems almost difficult to imagine when we think of a certain other context in the region. He said, let's understand that there is another point of view in the country that has different feelings about who won today. We need them too. And so I think what you see is inclusive politics. And again, in a country which is relatively well governed. Now, there are some concerns in Uruguay that helped to promote the Frente Amplio back. One of them happens to do with the concerns over very high living costs. There are also concerns over inequality. Some of the drug flows that have come principally through Argentina and Bolivia and Paraguay have caused a somewhat substantial increase in violent crime, a lot of those drugs going to Europe. So there are some issues. Also, voters were relatively concerned about a significant series of political scandals involving the security chief the outgoing president, Lacalle Jepot. But all of those things notwithstanding, it is somewhat refreshing to find a country in which, a 57-year-old history teacher from a little town called Canelones, who's the mayor there, and whose father ran literally a mom-and-pop convenience store in the small local town, can get elected president. So that much is a good news story about, or at least one country.
It is good news, Professor, given what we're working working with here. Turmoil, wars, threats of nuclear weapons, and a good news story in Montevideo. Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're headed to the melodrama in Brazil.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.